Last Sunday, we listened to the Gospel of the Temptations. I called it, when I have the Masses, Temptation Sunday. The temptations are heard only once. Today, we listen to a dramatic story of our Lord's transfiguration. And we will hear it again on August 6th, the feast day of the Transfiguration. We hear it a couple times because it is so important. This spectacular event, and we can just imagine ourselves being there, happened for two purposes. When we hear about the Transfiguration, we should think of this. First, it happened first to show us who Jesus Christ really is, that he is divine, that he is the Son of God, and he is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. Remember, it was on a mountain after 6 days, when God revealed himself to Moses. And now, again, it is on a mountain after 6 days that Jesus was revealed to Peter, James, and John. We're supposed to make the connection that Jesus Christ is the new Moses. He fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies. He is the Messiah whom they were waiting for. St. Thomas Aquinas called this story the greatest miracle of Jesus because he said, through it, we clearly see Jesus as God. Indeed. And what was their response? They were amazed and they were terrified. The typical response when a human being encounters God. Terror and amazement. And secondly, this transfiguration story happened to remind us that Jesus wants a relationship with us. We are reminded to listen to Jesus. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Those were the words heard during this spectacular event. Listen to him. Think about it. We are to listen to Jesus, the divine Son of God. He is alive. He speaks to each of us. He wants a relationship with us, a relationship which you're living. That's why you're here on such a gorgeous day. If I didn't have this Mass, I think I would have went to Mass tomorrow. But you're here. You're here. I'm here because I got to be here. Trust me. I walked Romeo this afternoon thinking, you got to be kidding me. Father Dosh is out in Washington, D.C. But you're here. We're here. We all want to be here because we live that relationship with our Lord Jesus. And Abraham in the first reading reminds us how important it is to listen. Remember, like Mother Teresa said, Saint Mother Teresa said, we hear our Lord speaking to us in the silence of our hearts. That's why we need this liturgy. It quiets us down for a while. It brings silence to our souls. We don't hear our Lord speaking to us in the storms, in the winds, but in the whisper. Listening to our Lord helps us love him and helps us live God's will. And I want you to believe that you are doing it. You may be sitting there thinking right now, I don't hear God speak to me. Yes, you do. You hear words of encouragement, words of guidance, words of comfort. We hear our Lord right here, over time, in the quiet of our hearts and in the silence of our hearts at Mass. This story tells us who our Lord is and that he wants a relationship with us. A relationship, and it's an opportunity our Lord will not miss if we but ask. Amen.